I'd like to look at a few verses in the fifth chapter of Matthew. Part of the Sermon on the Mount. Forty-third verse says, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." I believe that God is wanting to deal with every one of our lives. I believe that we could say that God loves every one of us and wants to take us to heaven. And he knows how to do it. He knows what he wants to do. And yet, it don't always happen. We get in the way of what God wants to do. It seems as if the old law told people how to act. And Jesus come along, and he wasn't just worried about the acts of a person. He wanted to deal with more than just the acts. The law dealt with the way a person would act in that, and the gospel comes and deals with the way a person ought to be. That's what God is interested in tonight, not the way just we act, but what we are. He wants to deal with it deeper than just the acts that we can do. He didn't say, you ought to act right to your neighbor, so you go ahead and do some acts that's right, but inside you're never right. Eventually that don't work. And so when Jesus come along with these are powerful words. Jesus came by with a doctrine and spoke in a way that no one had ever spoke before. And not only what he said, but the way that he said it and the power that he said it with. No man spake, it's this man speaks. And he come by and he was given instructions here. And these instructions, if you want to look at it, are hard on the flesh. They're tough words. They're not easy to do. But they're reality. And so he comes along and he says to us, I want your hearts. I want you to let me change your heart. Not just speaks words for actions, but I want to make you different. See, it's one thing to we all want to be right, but he wants it right from the inside. He wants us to be right, not just act right. Try to act right, but it to come from the inside. That's why the Lord, you know, God is love. God's love. So, that never changes. He didn't love me because I was lovable. He loved me because he's love. God wants us to be right inside. He wants us to get the love of God into our hearts till we love others because we're love. Too often what happens is that we're challenged by something in life and we respond to that challenge. We respond. It's a natural thing to respond. And when somebody's not doing right, we respond to that. The Bible teaches us to resist not evil. Don't respond evil for evil. That's an action. It's an automatic action. We need more than that. Adam Clark said of this passage of Scripture, it said that this idea is written by the sunbeams. The sun rays write this idea. The raindrops are writing this. So when we look at the sun, that is speaking because God lets His love shine on everybody. He lets His sun shine on everybody. It's because of who God is. And I'm interested tonight, the Lord's given me this burden. I've had it for a long, long time. That we learn to let God deal with our hearts. To take the opportunities of life that come our way and allow God to change our hearts. Take that opportunity to change our hearts. Not just help me through this action. Because He comes asking more of the question. We want to say what to do. And Jesus wants to say, why are you doing it? What am I doing? No, why are you doing? Why do you respond the way you do? What's in your heart that makes you do that or want to do that? Because I can come along and say, I ain't changed that particular action, but I don't change anything in my life. The Lord wants to take the opportunities that He has to deal with our lives and change our heart with them. You know, we all face things on a regular basis. And they're all designed to get our attention, to deal with our heart, to really deal with who we are. And I've noticed that God is faithful. I'm talking about my own life, but I'm talking about what I see. I see God being faithful. I see God saying, I love you, and you can put your name in there. I love you, and I will stop you in your course to get your attention for a while that I might help you. And God wants to say that to you tonight. I want the things in your life right now that's working in your life, I want those things to draw you to the place that you're willing to deal with your heart. And what I see is I've been very attentive to this for quite a long time, and I've wanted to know, does God's workings work in our lives? Does what God does in that outstanding way that He does it, allowing that thing that's overwhelming or too big for us, or that thing that's monumental, does it bear fruit? And I'm going to tell you, not really like it should. Most of the time it will cause a reaction or a response to acts. It'll cause us to act. But it won't cause us to deal with our hearts. It'll cause us to do some things, but not. And I've noticed, and I had to reflect into my own life, some of those monumental things in my life to where God came and worked. And I started looking and saying, Lord, that opportunity's gone. Did I get it? I remember some of the things that I said to the Lord right then. And the passion I said it in. And I thought about the loss of that passion. And the loss of the things that Lord, did I learn anything there in that? I'm not willing to do that. You know, I have noticed that in most trials, the people get, God, the Lord will come and deal with people, and they will say, yes. A famous one is, the Lord slowed me down. That's one of the most common ones. The Lord slowed me down. As if your actions is all the Lord's after. That actions of being busy is all the Lord's after. Why you do it is never crossing our minds. The heart that's there, not crossing. God wants to deal with our hearts. And so a lot of times we're willing to give the exterior thing to the Lord. I haven't been praying enough. Those are all legitimate. I've been praying like, and so Lord, I'll devote to you my actions. I'll give you my actions. Lord, here's my actions. And not really realizing that the Lord is saying, I want you to deal with your heart. I want to deal with your heart. I got an example for you. There was a brother that I knew. He's gone now. He was a part of the Webb City, Missouri congregation. And his name was Brother Hill. Brother Hill was a devout man. He was a man with some zeal to him. He loved the Lord. And when it come time to testify. When it come time to open the doors, Brother Hill was there to open them. Brother Hill was a passionate man about the Lord. I believe he loved the Lord. But Brother Hill was also maybe a little outspoken. He was the kind of guy, if a sinner come in, that he was very likely to say, you're lost and going to hell and you need to be saved. Just that blunt. And he had offended people and that kind of thing. Brother Hill was a little abrasive at times. He had a roughness about him. You think the Lord cares about that? You know, in his lifetime, there come a time that Brother Hill said to me one time, he was getting older and he started getting healed. And he said to me, he said, Brother Marty, I've never been strong in faith, in the idea of divine healing. It's never been something that I've been strong in. I've always had a weakness that way. He told me that. And he said, but I desire to be faithful to the Lord. I desire to trust the Lord. You know what I've seen of this man? I've seen the course of God's workings bringing him to that place. I saw an old, outspoken, abrasive man get just as sweet as he could get. And the Lord wanted to deal with his heart. Not just saying your actions. What I'm seeing over and over, people go through some of the hardest trials, and I'm seeing when they're going through them. Surely the Lord will shine them up. Surely their abrasions will go away. And surely the pride that a person has. You know, we see those kind of things. You see that and you say of the Lord, surely I see, Lord, what you're doing. And then someone will come up and say things like, yeah, I've bought too many cars lately. Or I know I need to give more money. And that's what I found that the Lord must be wanting from me is a little bit more money. You know, it's easy to think of money or of things or of laying something down. But it gets real close when we really start talking about the Lord wants to deal with my heart. Marty, he wants to make you sweeter. He wants to make you better. He wants to make you more humble. That's what they're more about. To deal with our heart. Lord, help us. Because if we ain't careful, these precious opportunities in life, they come, we deal, and I'll say to the Lord, I got this to do, and then we'll go away. And you know how long that lasts? It'll fade. Because what the Lord really is wanting to deal with is the reality of our hearts. What we really are inside. Brother Jim White of our congregation passed away, 4 years ago. Brother Jim was a good man. I appreciate him. He was my best friend. I saw the end of his life and these trials that he went through life. And I saw him come down to the end of his life. And he so desperately wanted to work with his heart. His desire from the Lord was this, Lord, make me sweeter. Lord, if there's anything in my heart, he kept saying. Brother Marty, pray for me. Because if there's anything in my heart, I want the Lord to help me to see it. I want the Lord to help me to get rid of it. I want to take that opportunity to open up before the Lord. That's what he said. I want to open up. I want the Lord to get anything out of me. See the end coming. And what it, I want to be right before the Lord. This scripture here is talking about, in the fifth chapter, very deep ideas. It's talking about more than just actions. Because you can't just muster these actions. These are beyond that. It's talking about if somebody slaps you upside your head. That brings emotions. It brings feelings. You got to be willing to do more than just act. There has to be something down in here, in your heart, to understand a bigger picture and see a bigger picture. But more than that, it's got to be who I am. Not what I'm pretending to be, what I'm acting like I am. I can go on with the facade unchallenged and it'll go on the facade. But what am I really inside me? Do I really love somebody that hits me upside the head? Bottom line, can I respond right? Because it's who I am. It's what God made me to be. He said that you might be the children of your Father. He's referring to the natural way that you are. I can't help from being Dorland Clevenger's son. I am him. That was my dad. He's still alive and all. But sometimes I'll look in the mirror sometimes, or I'll make an expression, I'll do something with my hands, and I'll say, just like dad. I'm doing the same thing dad used, and I got a right to do it because that's my dad. And this is saying that you might be the children of your Father. That what you've taken on, you're willing to let the Lord make in you the same image that he is, his same characteristics. God loves everybody. Amen. You know, God's compassionate on everybody. And that same compassion and mercy and long suffering that God daily gives me ought to be in me to daily give to somebody else along the way. I should show his image because I'm his son. I shouldn't have to whip it up, work it up, or act like it. It should be who I am. And when it's not, our God will stop us in our course. Folks, listen, I know sometimes it's the things, but I want to encourage us today that when that time comes that we dig more than just the actions of our lives. And we start really asking the Lord, Lord, what am I? What are you trying to get me to really be? I want to be more than a facade of religion. I want to have more than just a good Church of God guy. I want to have the reality of God in my life. I want to be a son of God. I want to be a child of God. I want these things to be in my life. I'm challenged when they're not in my life. I want them to be in my life. And to be honest with you, I've looked back, and I'll have to admit to you tonight, I've had some of these things to where I dealt with, or I made these things, and in time they went away because I haven't allowed God really to work that work on my heart that he really wanted to keep it alive. You know, in the scripture sometimes there was events, some big event that God wanted the people to remember, and he told them to make a monument. Get stones, make a... you remember when they crossed Jordan? They got out there and the Lord told them to pick up those stones out of the middle, or to make a pile of stones in the middle. Then he was to take the stones out, some of them, and make a monument on the out of the river's ability to flood it off. It's because God wanted them to set a monument to remember. Something that they had concreted there. Something you can remember. Look, what is that for? For generations to come. One of the children to... Wait, Dad, what's that for? Son, let me tell you the story of a great thing God done. You know, son, God wants us in these things that he sends our way. He wants to speak more than just our actions. He wants to give us solid monuments. This is where God came and spoke to the things of my life. Lord, help us. We need God to do it. So many things of our lives we're not willing to deal with. That causes problems between people, between husband and wife. I am convinced God's got the ability, the grace and the ability to cause people to get along. I believe it. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to work on yourself. You're going to have to admit there's something in here that's not workable. But you know, somehow with humans, it's usually somebody else's fault. I'd be a good, if it wasn't for them. It's somebody else's. Boy, if the congregation was better, I'd be a better preacher. Or I could do better if I had more encouragement. I hear that kind of stuff all the time. And then the press comes and right in the middle of the battles a lot of times, it's why ain't somebody doing something for me? That's not what it's about. Right in the middle of it is the time to stop and say, Lord, here am I. I've got a golden opportunity here. Lord, you got my attention. What would you have me to do? Look at a scripture with me, a familiar scripture. 139th Psalm. 23rd verse. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. You know, I know the Lord knows my heart altogether. But what this is, it's a plea of the heart. God knows your heart tonight. He's waiting for you to really say, search me. Lord, I know you know, but now I'm wanting you to show me. I'm wanting you to deal with these things in my life and help me with it. Do you know that it's possible that you have some of these things and not willing to even know, say it? Jealousy. How are you made better by somebody else's lack? How are you made worse by their increase? What's jealousy? And yet I see that ugly head raise up at times, see the Lord deal with it. And the Lord will bring almost a near catastrophe. And somebody will say, I've been too busy. I need the Lord to help me to slow down. I'll see and say, ain't been given enough money. Lord, Brother Marty prayed for me. Ain't been reading my Bible enough. True. True. All those things can be true. But God's got more than that for us. God's got victory for us in those kind of places. To see ourselves, Lord help us get some eye salve. Willingness to put it, not for you, but for willingness for me to be able to see myself in this life the way I need to be so that I can function the way I should be. Do you know how easy it is to offend people these days? No, you don't have to be intentional. Listen, I'm not for offending people, and Lord help those who are easy that talk the way you shouldn't and all those kind of stuff. But you know honestly, what is it about being offended? Lord help us. What is it about? There's a self-pity. We live in a sissified world. Sissified. Everything has got to be soft and tender, and everything's just right. There's no backbone, no stiffness, no rigidness for the right things and those kind of things. Listen, bad things will always be around. Lord help us to look at ourselves just going, everybody else is around. That don't affect me. I want to be a child of God. I want to be like the Lord. I want to be like the children. You know, the Lord had more than enough reason to get angry and smite all of us. God ain't moved so easily to that. I mean, look what they done to Jesus, and look at the way Jesus responded. And he gave us a pattern of that, as we heard in this meeting, a pattern to follow. Jesus did. They come by and they spit on him. He didn't spit back. Well, you say he acted right. No, I say he had it right. In here. He didn't spit on him and he didn't want to. I didn't spit on him, but I wanted to. I didn't hit him, but I wanted to. I didn't want to come, but I wanted to. See? But I don't think Jesus did that. And Jesus had it right. He knew who he was. It surely hurt. But he didn't let that offense get to him. He didn't get down so much that he let himself go on. Lord, help us. God wants to work in our lives. Search me, O Lord. Could there possibly be in me? Yeah, possibly could be. And not standing up here tonight and saying it's not. I'm standing up here to say possibly, yes, Lord, search me. Let me know where my weaknesses are and help me to defend against those things. Let me get it right in my heart. Let me see it right in my heart. Then I'm not abrasive. I've told this many times. I've got a history of it in my family. I don't want to grow up to be a hard-headed, irritable, mean old man. And I could be real easy. But I recognize that potential. And I say, Lord, help me to be sweetened by your Spirit. Help me to have the, not just the right action, but the right heart. The right heart in it. That I feel compassion toward. That, listen, Jesus said from the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Well, he acted right, didn't he? Aren't you impressed with the way he acted? Folks, he didn't just say that underneath his murmuring, oh, we'll get him in judgment. No! He really meant that. Father, forgive them. Have mercy on them. They truly don't know what they're doing. I want to have that. I want to have that. And some of that is directed towards me sometimes. And I say, ouch! But Lord, help me to pity that. Help me to win that. Help me to be a child of God in the middle of it. That's what he wants to make us. He wants to put his image all the way through us so that it isn't just an act. It's really the way we feel. Search me, O Lord, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Try? Trial? Hardship? Bubble it out? Bring it out? Now, you may have heard me tell this story before. I was a young Christian in the first year being saved. I really wanted to do it right. I wanted to do it right. And I know that a good Christian acts good. You act good. So I acted good. Me and my wife would get in little spats from time to time and little things that happen. And I'd act right. I'd swallow a big swallow. I know how you're supposed to act. I know how you're supposed to act. You're not supposed to be riled up and angry and all those things. So I'd swallow a big swallow and act right. And this went on a time of me swallowing and acting right. Then we was driving down, I remember going down off the mountain, Miller Mountain in Webster County, driving down off that mountain, going 55 mile an hour, and we got into a little disagreement. And that time when I tried to swallow, there was no room. Swallowed too much. So we're going down, and I slam on the brakes, and just sliding sideways into off the road. I didn't act right. But I probably didn't feel any different than I did before. I didn't have it. I wasn't getting it. Well, I felt worse than ever then. I want to do right. And that was so wrong. It was so ugly and so bad. Do you know that was beneficial to me? Greatly beneficial to me. Because you couldn't have come by at any time before that and said, you know, you really don't have it right. Because I'd say, yes, I do. I act right. Act like Christians should act. But the Lord tried me. The Lord brought this my way until I got, and I want to tell you, when it bubbled over, I wasn't what I was supposed to be. But thank God I know it. Thank God the Lord stopped me in my course. I don't want you going that way. It's like, Lord, last night there's a U-turn ready for you, and I'm going to give you an opportunity
to get this right. An opportunity. Folks, this is about opportunities. Many opportunities missed over and over and over and over. I see the Lord work with somebody's life in a serious way. Life-threatening way. Serious ways. And they never get it. They never really get down to the meat of it to say, I'm proud, I'm abrasive, I need help in my soul, I need help in my heart. Just deal with some exteriors so I can feel good. But I want to deal with the inside of it. I went to the altar after that camp meeting come up soon. I was miserable. All the things run through my mind. I'm a failure. Why didn't I have grace? I prayed this morning. Why didn't this... Does it work? Does this work? Is the plan a good plan? Does this work? Does it? Then it's got to work. Then it's got to work. I went to the altar. And Brother Tony came up with me. And I told him the story. This is what I've done. He said, that's not the way you do it. You're not doing it right. So what you do? You got to get help from the Lord in those places. You can't just swallow and act right. You got to get grace from God. You got to get help from God. You got to get the victory over those moments and stuff. And I got a hold of that. You know, it's better. The trial brought that out. And I've learned better how to deal with things. Are we willing to say today, try me? That's a big thing. But I'm going to tell you, say that or not, you're going to go through things that's going to help you get close to the Lord. You just stay in there. They'll come. You'll have the things there. And there's a good place to open up your heart and say, Lord, help me to see myself. If I have not got this right, I'm saying, if I'm abrasive, help me to soften. If I'm hard-headed about something, if I'm thinking I'm seeing things, you know the nature of people is generally dishonest. Lord, help us. It's really easy to manipulate words and facial expressions and things to make people think. I can't help from thinking God's frowning on that. And how often that dishonesty weaves its way through our lives. Because we need to keep up our facade. We need to keep up our image. I didn't keep up. It may work with people. But God will send something to deal with it. And all we want to do is give a little bit more money in the offering. Well, I'll take care of that. I know I haven't been what I should be. Lo, no, the Lord's saying, listen, I want you to have more than that. I'll give you something that's more precious than everything else. I'll give you my image. I'll give you my image to live your life with. You can be what I'd have you to be. You can be that one. With it written with the sunbeams. We on our way down, we got into Oklahoma. There was a storm coming. The blackness was coming and all. And there was a hole appeared in the sky. And the sun just fell through that in about a half a dozen places. Anyway, the dark background behind it. When that light beam shining down through there, it was a magnificent scene. And one of them angled off at a nice little ramp-like, and I told my wife, I said, you could about walk up that one, look. It just defined all of that. God wrote his love with the sun. God's expressed all this in definite terms. And he wants to give it to us. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. My thoughts? Can it be that close? Down to my thoughts? Down to the way I think about things? Lord, check my thoughts. Right down to the way I think about the things around me. the people around me. I want to be real. I want to be real. And come up and say, I love you, brother. Okay. All right. It's a big statement. I love you. I love all of you. I love the saints. I love God. Words. Lord, look into my thoughts. Look into my thoughts and help me to deal with my thoughts the way I really think about things. It says, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. See if there be any wicked way in me, not just actions. But we need a reality in our own lives. Do you know, we really know. I believe for the most part, we really know tonight. Whether we really got it or we don't. I think I'm talking to some enlightened people here tonight, and you know. You know whether you're true or you're not true. You know down inside you whether this is really the image of God or it's not the image of God. And when those trials come that brings forth those things, let God open it up. You know, I've got a general thought that I live by. My general thought is that everybody's not wrong and I'm right. When I'm the only one, my general opinion is that I'm wrong. That I go and check that. When I start, everybody around and everybody, and I'm standing off here saying that I got to go look at that. It doesn't mean that one person can't be right, but I'm going to tell you, that's a warning to me every time when I hear somebody saying, oh, I'm going to tell you, Brother Marty, I'm in for a time. My family's all messed up. My neighbors are a mess. The congregation I worship in, there's not hardly a person in there right. And when you get through, there's nobody in this person. I'm going to tell you, I can about conclude there's something wrong inside right there. You're not the only one that's right. Lord, help me to be willing to open my heart up to the Lord. And when the Lord sends these severe things into our lives, Lord, I want to encourage us tonight that we don't take that great opportunity to squander it on only these peripheral things in our lives. Squandered out and never get to the heart, because there's people that's got, if I may say this, and I knew when I got up here tonight, I was asking the Lord to help me not to say things that I'm going to feel bad when I get down. But I got to say it anyway. Lord, help us if we'll be willing to see ourselves and be able to see those things in our lives that causes problems with people and in people's lives. And it's not going to be everybody else. But Lord, help me to see it for what it really is in my own life. Help me to see those places in my life to where I'm not humbling myself. Where I take my self-interest and self-ways. And am determined to do my thing my way. And I'm bitter about everybody else that did contrary to me or see anything different from me. Lord, help me to have it right in my heart. Help me to humble myself before my brethren and put them above me. That's Bible. Prefer your brother. Help me to live in that kind of humility and trust God to lift me up in His due time, that the truth would come out. Lord, help me not to be dishonest with my brother, with myself, with God. Not to be dishonest about this, but to be have it true. Lord, look into me. Search me. Know me. Try me. And see if there's any wicked way in me. Wicked. I like the definition. It means twisted. It doesn't mean great evils always. A wicker basket is woven one. It's wickered. It's twisted in. That's what the base of this is. It means something that's right, that's twisted up. and it becomes dysfunctional. It doesn't work. It's what you got a warped idea about something in your life. You know, God can show you. You know, God can show you in your life those kind of things about your life. Do you know it's possible that there's been people that had a spirit of infirmity? They're not sick. Really? There's something in their mind. And you know, God can bring their things to get their attention and to be honest. And I'm not doing the work of the Lord. I'm just telling you the possibilities of what God wants to do. God wants to open up the truth so we can be functional. And the Lord, I believe, would be interested in opening this up and saying, Lord, what is it in there? And then open it up and say, this is who you are. You know, we have a great wide variety of things that is built into. I do. I have a lot of things that's built into me by the who I am, where I was raised, the culture I was raised in, the way I was treated young. All of those things filter in. That's who I am. And they're not all good. My family will all tell you this, and the people that come into my life, my wife and different ones, my brother-in-law and all that come into my family group, they'll all tell you, them Clevengers, they're a very, what would they say? How would I say that? A confident people. They're confident people. They were intimidated by our confidence because we were confident people. Hey, my mom raised me not to be, don't be afraid of anything. You hear a noise in the night, go see what it is. Well, that's what my mom said. Hey, you hear a noise out on the porch, go out on the porch and see what it is. Run the cat off the porch or whatever. That's the way I was raised, confident. You know, that's not always a virtue. And it can cause a lot of problems in relationships. Because it's me, though, I think everybody ought to be confident like me. Everybody ought to do it my way. And if you don't do it my way, you got a flaw in your life. Then the Lord comes along and starts dealing with me, and I'm going to find out something if I'm honest. My human qualities is not virtue. I need to be in the pattern that Jesus laid down for me. God wants to work in there and soften. All of them isn't wrong. And there's places the Lord wants to smooth out some areas, make some smooth areas, take some roughness out, make some sweetness in there. And God's wanting to do it. And folks, it's all designed for that. I'm confident it's all designed for that. But all over and over in the last years, I've been noticing and seeing and noticing how many opportunities people have and how many times. And at the end of it, I'm saying, this is going to work something. Now, this was severe. This was hard. A lot of pain. A lot of suffering. A lot of suffering. And now, that's going to change some abrasive. And it's like, don't change anything. Lord, help us. It's going to make us, it's going to make softness. It's going to make more faith. It's going to make the qualities in. And then from looking back in those hard times of my life that I thought I'd build a monument, I'm looking around and saying, my monument's gone. I didn't get it either. I didn't let the Lord change my heart. What was I doing? Oh yeah, I remember what I told the Lord. I forgot. I remember telling the Lord, Lord, I've been slack in my reading and praying. And I'm going to pick it up. And that will take care of my problem. It wasn't my problem. It's a part of a problem, but it wasn't my problem. I had some things that the Lord wanted to talk to me about. And it took me some years later than saying, oh, Lord, that's what you wanted to say. And He don't want to just say it. Folks, He wants to clean that out of there. He wants to make it different by His divine power. And I believe this with all my heart. It isn't just us getting enough fortitude to change ourselves. It is finding a divine power in our life to change jealousies and strifes and pride and all of those things. That we can get in our hearts and notions because I've been around the church long enough, or I've been in the family, or I'm this, or I'm that. No. Lord, help me to be a child of God. He said here that he wanted us, or in the, I'll go back to the fifth chapter, or the fifth chapter of Matthew, that you might be the children. That you might be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, sendeth the rain on the just and on the unjust. For if we love them which love you, can it be possible that I can be a creature that way? I have to ask, is it possible that I can actually, that there's actually creatures that can be this way? Naturally, I love those that love me. I have natural affections so much. I have those natural affections. But can it be that there's a level higher than that? Is it possible that this is true? That there is a divine power in God to change us into people that can love people that don't love us? And this love, I don't think, is a mushy, feel-good, sit in the corner and cry about it love. It's a love means I'll die for them, I'll give to them, I'll sacrifice for them, I'll do what I can because I love them. That's what it means. Is it possible that I could be in the place that I would be willing to be sacrificed for someone that don't like me? I got news for you. Your Savior did. That's what he done. He died when you hated him. And he died for you. He died for me. You might be children of our Father. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even publicans the same? Yeah, of course they do. If you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even publicans so? But listen to this. Be ye therefore perfect. There is a level of perfection. Not that we're perfect creatures in every way, but that we've hit this perfection in this. That we love those that hate us. That we become something inside us. We don't just go on acting, pretending. But we have something inside us that's real and right. It comes from a divine source. It's not dishonest. Jesus is not dishonest. He's altogether honest. True. He's true all the way. He's honest. And we be that way too. I am be a child of God in his image. My Father. That's who my Father is. Jesus told him when they said, show us the Father. What did he tell him? You've been with me all this time and you haven't seen the Father and the Son. The thing characteristics put in there, into the Son, into the children. And he's saying to us the same notion and idea. I want to tell you what the Lord wants to say. The Lord wants to say to us tonight, I love you. And when I stop you in course, it's because I want to create something in you. I want to create something in you. I want to make you something inside you that will last, that'll be durable. That'll be who you are. Your character chiseled into you. Chiseled. It's cut in. It's chiseled off and you become that. And listen, the whole plan of the gospel has spoken this. You get rid of the old and you got the new. An old drunkard. An old adulterer. An old fornicator. An old liar. A thief. They're chiseled into the image of God. Miraculously. By the power of God, they're chiseled. And God wants to go on chiseling. And when there's a blemish there, God wants to take care of the blemish in this time world. And all the opportunities wasted over and over and over. We don't get sweeter. Over and over and over. We don't lose the roughness. Over and over, we never see the jealousies or the envies or the inside things that's so damaging to our lives around us. Lord, help us tonight. Be you therefore perfect
even as your Father, which in his heaven is perfect. It isn't by us, folks, but it's by the hand of the Lord. Lord, help me. You pray for me. I want to take my times, my opportunities, and I want to make all I can out of them. You pray for me.